welcome to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. This is episode 4 and we're looking at the week starting 2nd December 2019. So Derek, what's in store for the week ahead?
Yeah, well, it's a big week data-wise in the United States. We have the ISM manufacturing today. We've got the payrolls report on Friday. The data generally globally has started to turn a little bit in terms of manufacturing sentiment indicators. So there is a decent prospect that we could get some good news in terms of manufacturing, even stabilizing, but certainly even possibly turning around a little bit. And then the jobs report on Friday as well. And there's certainly nothing in other indicators to suggest that we should be in for any kind of big negative shock. So anything along consensus lines would be a relief, given there has been some speculation in the markets that the US labor market is weakening somewhat. So possibly, broadly speaking, good news that favors the current momentum in the markets. Last week was pretty much a good week for the US dollar. The other event is the OPEC meeting at the end of the week. It'll be on Thursday, Friday. Again, from an FX perspective, oil correlations with oil-related currencies, CAD, NOKI, ruble, it's been not particularly reliable. But that might reflect the fact that oil has been trading in a range between $50 and $60, more or less, on NYMEX, more or less, since June, May, June. If we were to trend one way or the other, then we could start to see some of those correlations coming back. Our oil analyst is looking for an extension of the current production cuts to be confirmed at that meeting for certainly 3, possibly 6 or 9 months. That, I think, wouldn't result in anything significant in terms of price action. The risk then is that, you know, there could be some changes to the extent of production cuts, which could then result in a greater move. But we attach a 60% probability to OPEC confirming an extension of the current production cuts for at least 3 months. So from an FX perspective, if that's what we get, we wouldn't expect a huge amount of volatility in foreign exchange markets.
Is there anything else worth mentioning in FX this week, Derek?
Yeah, well, certainly looking at our the MUFG internal yen flows, we are seeing certainly towards the end of last week, Thursday in particular, a kind of a pickup in dollar yen demand. And certainly if that's sustained in the early part of this week, it does open up the prospect of possibly a break of the key 110 level to the upside in dollar yen, and that would be a kind of a significant moment. And obviously with stops, etc., and on a break of 110, it could result in a bit of volatility picking up in dollar yen. Obviously general risk is important, as of course is what I've just mentioned a moment ago, the US data. But as I said, if the US data is positive, or there's a positive slant to it, and we get a continuation of the current level of risk appetite, which I admit is fragile, but as long as general risk appetite remains reasonable, there is a prospect that we could get a break in dollar yen. That's certainly what's being indicated potentially by our internal yen flows. The other FX kind of focus perhaps this week could be the Canadian dollar. I've already mentioned OPEC, although we don't, the correlation certainly hasn't been insignificant in that. But we do have the Bank of Canada meeting on Wednesday. We're not expecting a rate cut. That's basically what's priced in the market as well. So really it's about the statement from the Bank of Canada. We would expect the leaning still to be towards the Canadian economy starting to be impacted more from what's happening outside of Canada. And the GDP data on Friday, which had weak exports highlighted once again in the slowdown in GDP, does back up the potential risks building in relation to the Canadian economy weakening because of what's happening globally. If that's what we get, then at the margin we would say there's the potential for dollar CAD to move a little bit further higher. But again, you know, nothing significant to the upside given the fact that the US economy looks reasonably resilient at the moment, and that obviously has positive consequences for Canada as well.
Do you have any update on the current trade ideas you have open, Derek?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago I mentioned here that we established a trade idea of short cable based on you know, the political risk premium potentially building, maybe the Labour Party narrowing the gap over the Tories, and the potential risks of a hung parliament resulting in downward pressure on cable. On top of that, then the kind of macro backdrop not being particularly favourable, with the 7-2 vote in favour, or well, two dissenting in terms of looking for a cut at the Bank of England. Fast forward to now, and really that hasn't played out. So we've cut that that trade idea basically with a small paper loss. You know, really, the Labour Party have done particularly poorly, I think, and the poll data last week suggested that you know, the Tories could get a seat majority of 68. I'm not sure it'll be that high, but I think it's looking pretty clear that at this late stage, a rally from the Labour Party is looking less and less likely, and therefore I think that political risk premium coming back into the pound, it looks less likely, and therefore cable could hold up better than we were expecting.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next Monday for your FX insights for the week ahead.